Best in Show. Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. This is Jerome Year.
I believe that it's extremely important that we've held this event. The kids have worked hard all summer long, you know, since these lambs were born in the winter and last year.
The 2020 Tennessee State Junior Sheep Exposition was held on the campus of Tennessee Tech University. Young exhibitors and producers from across the state gathered at the Hyder Burks Agricultural Pavilion in Cookeville to showcase their projects as well as their in-ring skills as sheep showmen. Jesse Shanks is a small ruminant specialist for UT Extension and emphasizes the positive effect of the show still being held in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic.
I think it's very important that it is happening for the sheep industry, not only the sheep industry, but our kids as well. The youth of 4-H and FFA that are actually getting to participate this weekend. We are following all CDC recommended guidelines and we're doing our best to social distance and wear masks.
Taylor Cantrell, who serves as the president of the Dyer County 4-H Club, participated in the show and had the opportunity to see her hard work come to fruition in the ring.
For us to have this show, it's really like lightened up my eyes because I was like super down. I was like, man, I've put a lot of hard work into these animals and I've worked with them day in and day out and then I would have nowhere to showcase them. But since we've had this show, this is one of our biggest shows, so I was super excited that we could still have it and it just means a lot to me to be able to showcase my hard work.
Mr. Craig Bowers is a sheep producer from Indiana that served as one of the judges for this show this year and expresses his gratefulness that the youth were still able to participate.
Yeah, I think it's really important that we were and good that we were able to go ahead and continue and have some of these sheep shows. At the same time, I think the concern was founded and there were things that needed to be worked out before we could put these into place. And I'm really glad that those kids who invested in those projects and put in that hard work and effort got to do it and got to do it once programs were put in place to make sure that these could happen safely.
For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, this is Jerome Lanier.